It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
Last Thursday, USDA released their June cattle on feed report. Of course, this report gives us an idea of how many cattle are in our feedlots at the beginning of the month and how many were placed and how many were marketed during the previous month. We'll talk about these numbers after this break.
Spring planting is here, and it's time to make the final adjustments to your 2026 crop plans. That makes it even more important to have information on what's really going to help drive the markets and to help determine market potential. Will your MPCI coverage be enough to cover the value of the growing crop? Maybe consider hail insurance. Martinson Ag writes hail insurance with five different companies. Call Martinson Ag at 701-205-4200. The risk management specialist, Martinson Ag, is an equal opportunity provider.
Well, the June cattle on feed report continues to show the trend that we've been seeing here for well over, 12 to 18 months, and that is tight supplies of cattle and strong demand. Overall, looking at the cattle on feed report, it was bullish to the cattle markets as numbers came in a lot less than anticipated. On feed was expected to come in at 103% of a year ago. It came in at 102% of a year ago, so down 1% from expectations. Placements were expected to come in at 94% of a year ago. It came in at 90%, so 4% less than expected by the trade. Marketings was expected to come in at 89%. Its actual number was 88%, so it was 1% less than anticipated. And it was the second lowest for May since the start of this series in 1996. Overall, it continues to show that the supply of cattle continued to be extremely tight. Screwworm now is being found across most of the Texas and the southern regions, with now 16 confirmed cases, and that is causing a little concern as well, as it could tighten up the supply of cattle even more. And it certainly is coming in and impacting the movement of cattle, as there's a lot more regions now being kind of quarantined and limited on what the cattle movement can be. That's only going to tighten the supply and tighten the availability of cattle in certain regions. Overall, this continues to be supportive to the cattle markets. Cash continues to be strong and demand continues to be strong, and that's the underlying supporting factor for cattle.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.